going. See it in your eyes. Look at me.
Sorry.
Ever since my folks moved out to Suffolk, I would sit on the banks of the river at Shotley and look out towards the port of Felixstowe. Vast ships would arrive, great cranes the size of dinosaurs, reaching down to grab at the containers before heaping them up in piles. Now, I'm finally close up with one of these ships.
I can't tell where the ship starts and the containers finish. It's this collage of colours and rust and logos and text.
The Maribo Maersk is discharging its cargo of over 18,000 containers.
Are the containers stacked up on the ship, or is that on the dockside ready to go on?
No, it's on the ship.
It looks like a city.
Rolling up and as a singer of folk songs, I've collected a few shanties over the years. But I'm also aware they smack of nostalgia. Today's sailors don't sing work songs. They don't need the rhythm to help row a boat or raise a sail. Machines do the hard labour. But then a friend told me about container ship karaoke. So here I was to find out more.
Queues of lorries pulling in containers. Marco's voice, there's a tone of panic in it, because these things have flown into the air on wires. They almost look like in the theatre when somebody's drawn up into the rafters in a ballet and then straight over the edge of the wall and into the ship. And it's breathtaking actually, and intimidating and slightly scary.
The anchor is the size of an elephant.
So we've been signed in by the watchman in his orange overalls, and he just, as he took my signature, he looked me in the eyes and just said, karaoke. The words got out. They know we're here. Yeah.
Third officer coming to assist you.
So we will be going directly to the bridge.
Okay.
Captain is waiting there.
So we've been inside for less than a minute, but I'm already completely lost, and the whole thing resonates. You can hear inside. We can hear the containers being loaded.
Yes. The cargo operation is ongoing, and that's what you're hearing. Banging of everything, containers, the ship.
This is where the brain is.
I'm a terrible button pusher, so my fingers right now are just, I'm having to hold them behind my back, because there are so many buttons and knobs and levers flashing in a really kind of touch me way, and we've got a 360 degree view around the ship.
We are in Gdansk now in Poland, and going back out to Far East through Suez Canal.
Stig, so you're the captain, and can you give us a sense of your itinerary on this current journey?
Yeah, we go to Malaysia first in TPP, is Tang Yung Pillar Pass, next to Singapore, and then we're going up to China, Shanghai, Beijing, and then we are going to Korea, Gwangyang, and then back to Shanghai and Ningbo to post close to each other.
By gods, by grace, by parks,
one more port in Yanchan, in South China, next to Hong Kong, and then Tang Yung Pillar Pass, and then back to Europe again. That's a 12-week round trip generally.
And how long are you in each port for?
18 hours.
I grew up just opposite Felixstowe on the Shotley Peninsula,
I've been to Pigtu, yeah.
Plenty of times.
Yes.
And hearing the sounds from my parents' house, you can hear the containers echoing across the landscape all the time. I mean, it's always filled my mind with the poetry and the images and the idea that you're bringing probably 90% of the things that's in our homes.
Yeah.
And so I started to hear stories that I heard that in the north of Norway, where when the container ships are dried up for repairs and things, that the shipping companies instigated competitive karaoke as a way of stopping the crews from fighting.
Okay.
But there's a karaoke machine on board.
Yeah.
And if this breaks down, then a new one is bought.
It's a priority to get a new one.
Yeah, but it's a priority to that doing something together, because when you have a vessel that's 400 meter long, you can walk around without seeing anybody. Some people are out here for 5-6 months, that you have kind of some interaction, so you don't lock yourself in your cabin and just miss the family at home. So the Asian crew put up the karaoke bar and then they do their singing. And
well, I can hear that sounded like the karaoke machine being fired up in the background.
Yeah, I think they're ready for you. For the battle?
No? For the battle.
Yeah.
You can barely see him over there for the mist in there.
I'm out the window, get a bit of fresh air.
We used to come down here a lot, didn't we?
Yeah. Me and your mum came down back in the summer, I think.
Been a while then?
Yeah. I come down here sometimes if I've been somewhere and it's a nice morning or there's something I've seen on the AIS I want to have a look at, I'll come down and have a look.
Is that part of why you moved out here?
No, I didn't realise the house was that near to the port, no.
But you can hear it from the house.
Yeah, you can hear the containers. 2 o'clock in the morning, if you go to the loo, you... And sometimes ships have generators running, you can hear that, a sort of thrumming in the background. I mean, in a way, whatever port you go to, I'm sure Rotterdam is the same, huge, you know. A sailor's life is... There's no point, they can't go anywhere. Because the ship's leaving again in a few hours, you know, there's nowhere to go. By the time they get out of the port and into Felixstowe, it's time to come back again.
Yeah.
And then you're back at sea again.
Yeah. I heard these stories from Dan about these karaoke competitions in the container ship dry docks.
Oh really? Yeah.
But then we struggled for a year or so to try and get on a container ship to record the karaoke. Yeah.
I mean, I think they do about 6 month contracts or something like that. Roll on, roll offs coming in. Take a good look because they won't be coming in next month.
Oh, because they're.
Well, unless they're getting a groom then.
Yeah.
Valiente, it's good to meet you. So we're here now in the crew room with Valiente, who's the cook. We've just been joined by. Hello.
Hello. I'm Ariel, my position. Able seaman.
Was karaoke something you did before you came to the ships?
I have one in my house.
Already in the Philippines?
Yeah. We have karaoke bars in the Philippines. If there's a birthday party, you can rent
one system.
They said the Filipino was the one who invented it.
So is there any other music on board apart from karaoke? No? Nobody in the engine room sings?
I don't know about the engine room.
Well, so I've never sung karaoke.
No?
No.
The karaoke machine's been fired up. It's a big machine with huge red numbers on the front, which is a bit intimidating. And we've got basically what looks like a Bible, an encyclopedia of songs in front of us.
Me, I sing most Eagles, Ed Sheeran.
Different songs. If you like.
About 170 pages.
Yeah, we used to sing without television. You memorize the song from the radio, you play the cassette tape, and then you sing along with it. This one is easy because you see the lyrics and everything. You like to sing Faithfully by Journey.
Faithfully, okay, I don't know this song, but it sounds, is it an American song?
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, let's put it on. So we've got number 31124, which is sat just above Fake Plastic Trees by Radiohead. And Limp Bizkit, George Michael. Obviously all the faith-related songs there. So it comes with a video.
video of a man rowing a canoe down, a very idyllic video shot from above. And the lyrics.
Restless heart, sleep along tonight, sending all my love along the wire. You see that the road is no place to start a family. Right down the line, it's been you and me.
Forward part. Also, a way you go through around the ship in case it's a water ingress.
We're in a very, very long, dark corridor of grey metal. So you can see 100 meters, maybe? It's
more than
that. It's like being in the heart of the Death Star or something in Star Wars. We're in the belly of a huge, steel beast, and the whole thing is like one big resonant everything. Is making a sound in here, and I'm just resisting the urge to just hit everything and see what it sounds like. Where else can you get an instrument that's 400 meters long? How deep are we? Are we? Is this floor underwater now?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Yes.
Okay.
There's actually like 14 stacks more of containers still way down.
So it score, the machine gives you a score.
Yeah, yeah, you can program it to have score or no score.
So it's giving you 50 out of 100. Practice makes perfect. Yeah. It seemed very poignant, the song Ariel.
Yeah.
The song you just sang at the start, they were talking about it being on a journey and starting a family. And
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that something you feel very close to?
Yeah, it's a pit bull.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because to my wife and to my children. Always like that, I pit bull.
It was beautiful.
Already 25 years in sea service.
And how often do you go? Do you go home?
Well, I finish my contract. I go home and then I stay 2 to 3 months to do my family. Then I come back again to the ship.
Okay.
My contract is 5 months. Well, 5 months, 6 months depends on the convenient part. Before it was 1 year. Then 9 months, then 6 months, now 5 months.
Oh.
Eagles, Ed Sheeran.
Different,
different songs.
Different songs, if you like.
Looking through this book, I've seen some familiar names. Bruce Springsteen, some classics, ABBA, Billy Idol. Are there Filipino songs there as well?
Yeah, there's...
Liwayway Bulan. Do you know it?
Liwayway Bulan.
This is the different dialect. We have plenty dialects in the Philippines, more than 70.
Wow.
So sometimes you just cross the bridge and they talk differently. So.
And there's songs here in all 70 dialects?
I think so. This, you want Tagalog song? This
yes,
one
please.
Is a song by my uncle.
Really? Oh, so your uncle's a singer in the
Philippines? Yeah, he used to sing. He's dead already, but in the 70s and 80s, he was popular in the Philippines.
Okay, I think it'd be lovely to hear the song that your uncle used to
but
sing. The engine room is also pristine, and the smell of is it diesel? The smell of diesel straight away, and a kind of workshop area, and these beautiful, beautiful green. They look like some kind of 1950s factory machines. You wouldn't expect this. The ship's only 4 years old.
If you want, we can go to the control room. It's like the noise is lesser.
But we want to enjoy some of the noises first, because for us this is like the bit that the villain ends up in the James Bond film. You know, these vast chambers. I mean, looking down, I can see four stories down. But all I know is it's huge and extraordinarily complicated, and making the floor beneath my feet rumble. Wow. So I have these special microphones, so I can hear sounds that are normally invisible.
Yeah.
And so what we can hear here is the sound of the inside of the sewage treatment thing, which sounds disgusting, but it's a beautiful, beautiful machine. These little microphones are amazing because they really do give you an insight into the structure of where you are. But I'm getting a kind of rushing, watery sound, and I think it's... Are there pipes under here?
Yes, there are plenty of lines, pipes under all of them. Hey, oh, walang labis, walang kulang.
So this is fourth engineer.
What's your name, man?
My name's Campbell. Fourth engineer from Scotland.
Okay.
Lovely Scotland.
Yeah.
I mean, I see you've got your ear defenders propped on the top of your head.
Yes. For now, this is quiet for us. Once we're sailing and the main engines are running, you do need your...
We couldn't talk down here if we were actually out in the
water. We'd be shouting.
Yeah. And what about yourself and the karaoke? Do you get involved?
No, unfortunately not. They've been asking for weeks, but I can't sing, so I leave the singing for the Filipinos. They're better at singing. This ship, maybe not so much, but other ships, like all the crew, all the Filipinos in the day rooms at the weekend singing karaoke, and you can hear it all through the accommodation. There was usually a curfew on at like 10 or 11 o'clock at night. It had to be stopped because everybody was trying to sleep after that time.
You're a good singer.
Oh, 83. You got it. You're a very good singer, it says. Did your uncle write this song?
No, but he's popular in the 70s, 80s, up to the 90s. And some of the English songs, he made it like Tagalog songs.
So he took an English song and translated the lyrics.
You know, this Bohemian Rhapsody. His favorite singer, you know.
My favorite singer? Doesn't mean I can sing their songs. You see, because I sing traditional songs, and for me, the idea of singing karaoke is new, and it makes me very nervous, actually. But I found your song, Ariel, very moving and beautiful, and I understand why you sing it.
Yeah.
And that was kind of what I was thinking I might find here, music with meaning. And there's a stigma around karaoke which there shouldn't be. So I've got to break that in myself now. I've got to find a song. But
yeah, sailing.
sailing, yeah.
That's normal. They sing
it's
that.
Rod Stewart.
Do you sing it?
Yeah, it's Rod Stewart.
Can we do it together?
Yeah,
I don't know it. That's the thing. You have to know the melody. We are sailing.
Yeah.
We can try. It'd be even better if
sailing.
I can try.
Yes.
Yes. One on the
SEI. T122.
Okay. 1, 2. Got a little bit of echo on it. Rod Sailing, Rod Stewart. You do the first verse and then I'll do the second.
Okay.
Do you know it? You can do this. You can do Sailing by Rod Stewart.
I am sailing. I am sailing.
As a shanty singer, I hate karaoke.
Well, that's.
I hate it with a passion.
But they put so much feeling into what they were doing, and they were singing it for their loved ones back
home.
That's
right, which was the songs of the day and about their loved ones and what have you. So, has it changed?
Both sailors in their time, Jed and Des, now sing sea shanties, old and new, in Suffolk pubs.
So it is a form of shanty.
I am flying like a bird across the
sea and the sky.
There's all kinds of traditional songs. You know, there are songs that are sung about crossing the equator, all that sort of stuff.
But again, when you go in the pub, they'd be singing all the songs that they'd heard in the from the music halls, what stuff they sing in their downtime when they're not on stage and working.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me through the dark night?
So, has the system changed? No, it hasn't. It's just modernised itself.
I mean, people, we find this when we go to folk clubs, pubs, anywhere. People come to music sessions not to listen. They come because they want to sing.
From what you're saying about the songs coming from music hall and not being purpose-built, and the move towards karaoke isn't that.
No.
Doesn't take any stepping at all, does it?
Oh, Lord, to...
Our score is a measly 47. Practice makes perfect.
Thank you. That was the first time I've ever done karaoke, so thank you for doing
You're welcome.
That. Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Or like the other song, like John Denver, you know the song? All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go, and standing here outside your door, already I'm so lonesome I could cry. I also like to sing that, but that is for teasing my wife.
Well, in the folk songs that I sing, there's so many that start with saying goodbye to your loved one, yeah, and I'm going yeah. away, and fare thee well, and these yeah. kind of things. It's, yeah, it's just the same.
Ready to go, standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up.
I'd say we're in the ribs of the ship now, so we're clambering about. Everything's painted red with these lashing straps which go across, and just over the edge of the wall, we're watching a great big blue container be hoisted into the air, and it's coming very close. We're going to get a good recording of this one, I think.
Tell me that you hold me like you can.
We had a look at songs for you, and there's one that sort of stood out called Shantyman, and it's just telling the story about, you know, there's no room for a shantyman on board ships these days.
We cut it down because it's 90-12 verses long. Rolling up and rolling down.
Now I'm sailing with the OCL.
Go rolling down the river.
Rolling one vessel leaves, the other one comes in. But from the moment the vessel is there, they start operations, and the cranes would go up like virtually minutes before the vessel departs.
One. And you call them TEUs, is that right?
20-foot equivalent units.
Okay.
And the way they're stacked, the entire stacking process, it's like a game like Tetris. There are no empty moves.
TEU
rolling up, rolling down.
I wondered where they put the crew.
Rolling down the river, rolling.
All days we had people putting each sack into the corner, stacking them up. They found out much easier to put it in a container. You can load much more faster and much safer.
Jürgen, is that right?
Yeah. A big vessel in old times were maybe 3,000 tons, and as you can see already now, with only a third load, we are already 162,000 tons.
18,000 yeah. boxes.
Yeah.
18,272. Putting these containers into this cargo hold is like putting in an elephant into the hole of the needle, because you have to be very precise.
They are very precise, because they do it quickly. They're yes. not, you know, I mean. Here we go, one's about to seat down. Yeah. I wonder if we'll hear it down there.
Okay. You have only inches. Okay. Yeah. Yes, as I've said, from the top there, it goes 15 stocks for 14 towards under.
Tension on stevie doors, catwalks and latching bridges should be nice and tidy when you have finished.
We generally don't know what's in the containers.
Unused turnbuckles should not be left hanging, and leftover lashing bars should be properly secured.
In the old days, we used to get a lot of manifests what was inside the containers. Nowadays, we only get where we have dangerous cargoes, but that's... Yeah, I stopped worrying, thinking about it for many years ago.
No spreader should be lashed between, no splice knots or shackles, and understair chucks must be tightly secured.
Where the guy, where is he? The stevedore, where is standing at? We call it the catwalk. Yeah.
I think it must be amazing to go up there, and it must be quite disconcerting to be just sliding back and forth over the top of the containers all the time.
Well, they say that 90% of everything we buy comes in on
a ship.
Yeah,
comes in a container and somewhere.
And do you ever think when we're here what might be in them?
In what?
In the container.
Oh, in them containers. Everything and nothing.
What do you mean, everything and nothing?
Well, some are empty. I'd say a good proportion of it is junk, mass-produced crap. The system has gone wrong somewhere. Why are we carting all this stuff halfway across the globe?
I still can't get my head around 19,000 on one boat.
Yeah.
But 19,000 containers.
Yeah.
18,272.
Some vessel we go to America and then leave America only on empty containers when they go to China. Normally when they is coming from China, it's full of electronics, shoes, clothes.
And it could be food and it could be karaoke machine. Francis, where, where are you from?
I'm from Philippines, Cebu.
Cebu.
Yeah, in the middle part. Yes.
And do you sing karaoke?
You know, Filipinos, we love karaoke. it's like part of the daily life. Karaoke is like, is life.
Yeah. Yeah. Karaoke is life.
Yes.
Wow.
Heart is in your hands, I'll be missing you.
The reason I like this song, or actually not like, but if you read the first lyrics, babe, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Because normally I always leave, right?
Yeah.
When I start singing that, my wife will look at me and she looks lonely also.
So you sing that to say goodbye to her as well?
Yeah. Also.
Thank you. I see that Captain Stig has come into the room. Are you joining the queue? Are you next up on the karaoke machine?
No, I'm not.